Timothy and Cubby Bear sat around a campfire at the farm. Timothy's friends, Will and Mia from Cubbies, were there too.
Dad, can you tell us a story? You always tell stories around the campfire.
Sure. Tonight, I want to tell you a story from the Bible. All the stories in the Bible are true. They really happened.
Are there any stories about trains in the Bible?
Sorry, Will. They didn't have trains yet. The people in the Bible usually walked or rode on donkeys or horses. Tonight, I want to tell you about God's people, the Israelites. God gave them a wonderful land to live in called Canaan. God told them to build a big, beautiful temple where they could worship Him. God said, "Don't worship any other gods but me." Do you think the Israelites obeyed?
No. I've heard about the Israelites before, and they didn't usually obey.
Right, Timothy. Most of the Israelites didn't obey. They started worshiping gods that weren't real, like Baal. One day, the prophet Elijah told the Israelites to meet him at Mount Carmel. Elijah said to them, "You call to Baal, and I will call to God. The God who answers with fire is the true God." Does anyone know what happened next?
Baal and God shot fireballs at each other, and God won?
No, Baal didn't do anything. He couldn't, because he wasn't alive. He was just a statue. When Elijah prayed, God sent a mighty fire down from heaven. It burned up the wood and stones and water where Elijah was standing.
Cool! Did the Israelites worship God then?
They did for a little while, and then they went back to their other gods. But some Israelites loved the true God, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Those are funny names.
Shadrach and his buddies worked for King Nebuchadnezzar. The king made a giant golden statue, and he told all the men who worked for him to bow down and worship the statue. Shadrach and his buddies said, "No, we won't bow." They knew that only God was the true God. The king was fuming mad at them, and he threw them into a fiery furnace. But God sent an angel to keep Shadrach and his buddy safe. They walked around in the fire, and not even one hair on their heads was burnt.
That's a good story. Are there any stories about princesses in the Bible?
There is a story about a beautiful queen named Esther. She saved her people from a wicked man. Your mom can read that story to you from the Bible.
If God did all these awesome things, then everyone should worship Him.
You're right, Timothy. Everyone should worship God. But sadly, not everyone does. But you can worship God.
I will. God is the most awesome and most powerful of all. There is no one like Him.